All right, we read this week the Sedra of Yisro. So I wanted to take up a famous part of Yisro, the Atzeres HaDibros, Perikov, Pasuk Zayin, Zachor Hashem HaShabbos HaKadosho, which is the fourth of the Dibros. Zachor Hashem HaShabbos HaKadosho. So remember the Shabbos day to keep it holy. So what exactly are we remembering? If you think about it, there are many mitzvahs in the Torah, the Taryag mitzvahs, and I don't think there's another mitzvah that has a mitzvah to remember a mitzvah. There's certain mitzvahs of remembrance, Zechiras HaMolech, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that is the mitzvah. This is a mitzvah to remember a mitzvah. Zechoras Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. The mitzvah is to be Mekadosh HaShabbos, to sanctify it. But now we have a mitzvah to remember to sanctify it. So what exactly does that mean? And how exactly do we remember it? Now, the Gemara says in Brachos that Noshim Dafchof Amidbez, Noshim Chayavos Bekiddush Hayom Dvar Torah, that according to the law of the Torah, women are obligated in Kiddush as well to sanctify the day, because Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmir Yeshno B'Zchira, those obligated to observe it, to guard it, not to violate the Melecha Shabbos, are obligated as well in Zechira. Even though, as the Gemara continues, even though it's a mitzvah seishas mangromo, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah, Zochos Yom HaShabbos, nonetheless, as they're obligated in Shmira, women are obligated in Zechira as well. The Gemara says, Unishay, hol v'itanu b'shmira, itanu b'zechira. Since they're included in the class of people who are obligated in Shmira Shabbos, they're obligated, they're also included in the class of people obligated in Zechira Shabbos as well. So women are obligated too. The question is why? What do we get out of Zechira that we don't get out of Shmira? So what's Shmira Shabbos? And we'll see in a moment that in the second rendition of the Dibros in Vo'es Hanan, there, this Dibra begins, Shamor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. All right. But Shamor means to observe the Shabbos. So is the Lama Tes Melachos, to make sure Shabbos is consecrated by not violating any of the strictures of Shabbos. So that's the question. What do we gain from Zachor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho that we wouldn't have from Shamor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho? Almost by definition, if one is involved in Shmira Shabbos, and there are a host of things we don't do on Shabbos in order to sanctify it, so that sounds like, and it should be almost by definition, Zechira Shabbos. We don't pick up every time the phone rings. And on Shabbos, you know, it's always a telemarketer. But whenever the phone rings, what? Well, no, but whenever we don't answer it, we're Zocher that it's Shabbos. We don't turn a light on, we're Zohar that it's Shabbos. So what does Zechira Shabbos add that Shmira Shabbos could not convey on its own? Whenever we're involved in anything that, if you spend Shabbos where there's no Eruv, and you think that you're not carrying, and you make sure to check your pockets before you go out that you're not carrying anything, that's Zechira Shabbos also. So what is there in Zechira Shabbos that's not in Shmira Shabbos that we would think that you need both? And of course the Mechilta says, and Rashi quotes it here, Zachor v'shomor b'dibur echad, that both these dibros, both these concepts, Zachor and Shomor, were said in one utterance. So what the Torah says here, Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, and in Vashchanan, Shomor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, really was said simultaneously by God, what in fact human beings cannot do, cannot hear. But nonetheless, we heard it together. So Zohar and Shomor really go together. Now Rashi continues. See, we all know this from L'chadodi, the second stanza. Shomor v'Zohar b'dibur echad. That sounds very nice. Oh, set together. But Rashi gives a few examples of other things which were set together. V'chein mechaleleha mos yumos. Those who desecrate the Shabbos shall surely be put to death. And it also says, and was said simultaneously, b'dibur echad, uv'yom ha-Shabbos shnei kivosim, that on Shabbos, the avodas hayom, the order of the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, was to bring two sheep. Good. v'chein, and also lo silba shatnez, you can't wear a combination of wool and linen, and nonetheless the Torah says, gediwim paselecha, you can make tzitzis. Tzitzis midaraisa can be wool and linen as well. So notwithstanding chil Shabbos, there's still avodas hakarbon, which involves malacha. Notwithstanding shatnez, you can still have tzitzis, which can be kilayim, which can be shatnez min haTorah. V'chein ervas eshes achicha. The Torah says explicitly you can't marry your sister-in-law, your brother's wife, after, a man can't marry his brother's wife, after his brother dies, except yavama yavoalel. You have a case of yibum, where in fact if they died childless, then it's a mitzvah to marry. So in one case it's a mitzvah, when he died childless. In another case, it's an issur d'oraisa, which is a chiyuv kares, a skila. Alright, so you have those two opposites. Hushanema Rashi says, Achaz diber Elokim shtayim zu shamanu. That God said one thing, but we heard in two different ways. What are all these examples talking about? Mechala mos yomus, uvyama shabash nekvosim, and shatnez, and tzitzis, and the isur eishes och, and yibum. What is it saying? So b'dibur echad means that God was able to convey to us something which were opposites, antagonistic to each other, antithetical to each other. Each case is something which is an opposite. You have karbon, but you have malacha. So the malachos, some of the malachos, one of the malachos are shechita, all right? You can't shecht an animal on Shabbos. Well, that's what they did in the karbon as well. Can't burn things, part of the karbon. Can't skin the hide of an animal on Shabbos. It's also part of the Maisa Karbon. Notwithstanding Mechala Mos Yomos, we still have the Seder Karbon. Notwithstanding Kilayim, we still have Tzitzis. Notwithstanding the Isser Eishes Och, we still have Yibum. That is Achaz Diber Elokim, Shtayim Zo Shemanu. So now I'll ask you, what's the initial case? Zohar v'shomer b'divur echad. But why is that antagonistic to each other? Every other case are opposites of really conflicting halachic principles. What's the conflict in shomer v'zohar? They seem to complement each other. They go very well, zohar v'shomer. The first question we raise is why is zohar necessary? Well, let's say we assume it is necessary. Kacher l'yayim, mekiddush, good. How is it antithetical to shomer? That this would be a case where it would be necessary for God to say the Dibur Echad. It's, two Dibur. Why is it any worse? We say two Dibur. What do we gain from Dibur Echad, and why? What is the nature of the antithesis that exists here that Hashem said of a Dibur Echad? Yes. Right. Right. Okay? Is that really an antithesis? Right. Right. I hear what you're saying. We'll get back to that. It's a good idea, but the thing is, asiya really follows from a person's thoughts. Right? You do something because you think about doing it. Like the case I mentioned. You don't pick up a phone, you know why you're not picking up the phone. You don't turn the light on, you know why you're not turning the light on. All these things really go together. They're not antithetical, they're more complementary. But all the other examples that Rashi gave were antitheses. So why should that be? Now, the Medrash mentions a number of ways that we're Zocher Shabbos. So the most common we know is Kadshei Al Hayayin, the Kinizazo, that we make Kiddush on wine Friday night. And that really is the essential din of Zchir Shabbos. But there are other expressions of it as well, like the Mechilta says here, Shalotei Mone Kederach Shachere Monim. Shalotei Mone Elo L'Shem Shabbos. We count the days of the week. We don't have names of the days of the week, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which are all, most of them are really named after gods, idolatrous gods. We name the days of the week to Shabbos. Yom Rishon l'Shabbos. Yom Sheni l'Shabbos. Just numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
pointing up to Yom HaShvi, to Shabbos. That means Zochus Yom HaShabbos. When someone asks you what day of the week it is, and you say, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, then you're saying, oh, today is, I don't want to say Monday, today is day two. Day two of a certain progression, the progression being Shabbos. So you see, by the way, that Zochus Yom HaShabbos, not limited to Shabbos. Zochus Yom HaShabbos is the state of mind, that the Jew is always mindful of Shabbos during the week. That's right. That's Zochus Yom HaShabbos. Now, Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yutef, the stories of Yosef Moker Shabbos that all the kids learn in nursery. Yosef, who was Mechabed Shabbos, buying things during the week, setting aside special portions for Shabbos, that's really Din Zechira Shabbos as well. Yosef Moker Shabbos. Whenever he came across something, in fact, Gemara says something in Beit, so that Beit Shammai did the same thing. He would find something nice, and he would set it aside for Shabbos. So that is also part of Zechira Shabbos. Now, the Sfarno says, very interestingly, Zochor Shem HaShabbos, it says Zochor and not Zechor, which is the imperative, Lashon Tzibui, Heyetomid Zochor Shem HaShabbos Ba'asokecha B'mei HaMaaseh. In all your activities during the work week, you should always be mindful, cognizant of Shabbos. Kimo Zochor Es Asher Aso L'Chamalek. Zechiras Amalek is a constant. We always remember that there Amalek is lurking, ready to attack us. Or Shomor Es Chodesh Aviv. We have to make sure the Pesach comes out in the spring. L'Kadisho. So how do we do that? L'kadosho, v'zetase k'desha tucha l'kadosho. The zechira is the prelude to the hakdoshas Shabbos, to the sanctification of Shabbos. His kir sheyisader hodom asako b'mei hamaaseh, that a person should arrange his activities during the week, ba'ofen sheyuchal lasiach daito mehem b'yom haShabbos. So when Shabbos comes, he need not think about them. That's Zechira Shabbos too. Zechira Shabbos means you have to plan your entire week so that when Shabbos comes, your asokim are complete. So you need not divert your attention from Shabbos to think about anything else that happens during the week. But Chazal say also in the next pasuk here, Sheish Yishem Tavod, V'asisa Kol B'lachtecha. What does it mean? You'll work for 6 days and do all your work? Right, do all your work. When Shabbos comes, all your work is finished. There can't be a concept of I have something left over, even left over to do Matzoi Shabbos. No. The feeling a person has when Shabbos comes is that everything is finished. That is a din in Zechira Shabbos as well. And the Sferno says that's L'Kadosho. It's not so easy, by the way. It's a lot easier to refrain from putting the TV on than it is to refrain from thinking about a weekday matter during Shabbos, especially if we are busy during the week. But we are not allowed to have the sense of unfinished business on Shabbos. Vasisa kol melachtecha means, on Shabbos, all your business is finished. Put your tools away. Shabbos has come. Of course, Zachrei L'Yayin, Kiddush, Shavdallah, but still, I want to understand on a deeper level this Zohar and Shamar. Think about it. We started, post came late. We don't have a mitzvah to remember any other mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah Kedusha Shabbos in a number of aspects. But to remember that there's a mitzvah, no. So why do we have a mitzvah here, essentially a mitzvah to remember L'Kadosho and to be Shomer Shabbos as well? Why is Shabbos different at all? So it's true, and Ramban says, similar to what Tzachani was saying, that Zohar is a mitzaseh, and Shomar is a mitzvah lo saseh, the prohibition. Zohar is a positive commandment. And in that sense, it follows the pattern, that's the symmetry in Rashi, between mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh. But why should that be? Why is Shemira not enough to sustain us, or provide a sense of what Shabbos is so that Zechira comes automatically from our mitzvah of Shmirah Shabbos? So what exactly then is the mitzvah zachar? So we had a few that took place during the week already, and one that actually all took place during the week. The chilton, the svarno, zachrei walayayin is the prototypical way that we are zocher es yom haShabbos or mazker es yom haShabbos. So what exactly is that? So zachar is a special chiyuv that we have to declare what Shabbos is. That means to say, it's not enough just to observe Shabbos. Shabbos requires that we declare its uniqueness. And part of the mitzvah of Shabbos is to declare the uniqueness of Shabbos. Shmirah Shabbos is, without that, then Shmirah Shabbos itself is deficient. And in fact lacks a clear definition. It becomes more or less a passive active observance. We just don't do things. Not to not do things on Shabbos is, I don't want to say an inferior form of observance of Shabbos, but just not to not do things lacks in a complete fulfillment. It lacks in a kiyum of Shabbos bishleimuso. Now we have to understand why that is. In fact, if you think about it, if we would write the Torah, and especially the way we look at Shabbos today, and notwithstanding that Zohar and Shomer B'dibur Echad Nemru, we would have put Shomer Shema Shabbos first, and Zohar Shema Shabbos second, because our lives revolve around Shmir Shabbos. You see, it's not so. You see, our lives revolve around Zechir Shabbos, and rather than in the red herring that I threw out, that Zechira Shabbos flows naturally from Shmira Shabbos, it's really the exact opposite. Shmira Shabbos flows from Zechira Shabbos. And if you're not Zocher Shabbos, you won't be Shomer Shabbos either. Yes? Yes, that's true. That is true. Except for Kiddush and Avdolah, Zechira Shabbos takes place before. The sense that your work is finished. The sense that you're counting and setting aside for Shabbos, right? I mentioned Agav Urcha, I said this in Shul a few weeks ago, that you have an analogous concept in terms of Kavod Shabbos. See, what's Kavod Shabbos? There are two halachas in Shabbos. There's Kavod Shabbos and there's Onig Shabbos. What's Kavod Shabbos? What would you say? Kavod Shabbos is only before Shabbos. It's only before Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is really done on Friday. You see, all the things that we do on Friday, we cook, we clean the house, we bathe, we shave, etc. All those things are dinim in Kavod Shabbos. All right? Even to light candles dinim Kavod Shabbos, which has to be before Shabbos. But Onig Shabbos, the physical enjoyments of Shabbos, so that's a dinim Shabbos. All right? That's a dinim Shabbos. That's probably a bad idea, you know. I see occasionally some men who like to taste the food before they go to shul, a little bite to eat. Really shouldn't do that. I see it's not unknown to this group. What's that? That's right. Get yourself in the mood. The thing is, that's right. That's a din in Onig Shabbos. So that you're supposed to wait for Shabbos to have that pleasure. It's only because people are so excited for Shabbos to come that they do it before. They can't wait for the Onig Shabbos.
This is for Shabbos only.
That's right. You know, Nish Shabbos Geret, you have Nichol Geessen. Right, so Kavod Shabbos Adin in Erev Shabbos. And Onik Shabbos Adin in Shabbos. So same thing. Zechira Shabbos is really Adin the whole week. And Shomar Shabbos is really Adin on Shabbos. It's another difference. But I want to understand a different level. So we all Zechira Layayin, that's Kiddush. You have to remember Shabbos. The Rambam in Perek Chavtes and Hilchos Shabbos, he describes it in a very interesting way. He says, what's the din in Kiddush? So the Gemara says, Zochreu alayayin. The Rambam says, Zochreu zechiras shevach the Kiddush. That the mitzvah is to remember Shabbos with a mention of praise and sanctification. Note the word he threw in, shevach. So it's not just Zochreu Shema Shabbos the Kadsho. It's really Zohar Shema Shabbos l'shabecho u'l'kadesho, to praise it and to sanctify it. And the Mechaber says, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Ayin Aleph at the very beginning, Kishayavo Leveso, Leif Shul, we come to your house, Yemaher Le'echol Miyad. You have to hasten to eat very quickly. Miyad, right away. You have to hasten to eat. Why? And you notice it's true. You know, it's an amazing thing about Jews. Whenever Shabbos starts, and your Shabbos, the start of Shabbos ranges from like 4:15 to 8:15 during the course of the year. Whenever Shabbos starts, once it gets dark, we're hungry. It makes no difference. Right? You think the rest of the year we don't eat 5 o'clock dinner. No, Shabbos comes, we're very hungry. Why is that? That's really when Shabbos grips the Jew and takes over, and Shabbos Seder takes over the personality of the Jew, and you see even your physiological rhythms change. Because if you ordinarily have dinner at 6 o'clock, somehow on Friday night now you'll have it at 5 or 5:30. And in the summertime you'll have it at, people have it even 9 o'clock, they make late Shabbos, as opposed to what they call in Israel, you know, American Shabbos, which is advanced a couple of hours. So Kishiyov Lebeso, Mechaber says, quotes the Tur, Yemaher Lecho Miyad. He's very quick to eat. What does it mean? Quick to say Kiddush. And of course, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Sudo. You have to make Kiddush where you eat, so Achila must follow Kiddush. We don't even have this concept Friday night like you have Shabbos morning. People make Kiddush, they'll sit around for a while, then we'll have lunch. No, Friday night, you have to eat right away after Kiddush. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Kiddush is Zechira Shabbos. You have to mention, remember Shabbos right then. The Kol Kama de Mekadminan Leitvei, the more you advance it, the sooner your Zohar Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho, Odif, the better off you are, the better it is. U'mikevan Shekidesh, Tzarech Lecho. And once you say Kiddush, you have to eat right as well. There's an aspect of haste to begin Shabbos and right away be Meshabeach it, and to praise it, and to sanctify it. So what exactly are we saying? What are we hastening to do when we come on Friday night? In fact, we hasten so much that we already didn't shul. And that's to say Vayechulu as the introduction to Kiddush, and then to be Mekadosh the Yom, to sanctify the day through Kiddush. What's Vayechulu? So God created the world, and He stopped. Vayechal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi'i, He stopped. So, what exactly is the idea that we're conveying, that we are pondering? What is the idea that we are conveying? No men, please! I'm kidding. What exactly is the idea? What exactly is the idea that we're conveying? So it says it here in the Dibro, Ki sheishis yomim, osa Hashem es ha-shemayim ve-esaretz, es hayom ve-eskal ha-shebom, v'yonach v'yom ha-shvi. That in 6 days God made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in it, vayonach, and He rested on the 7th day. Al kain, therefore, berach Hashem es yom haShabbos vayikadshehu. Therefore, God blessed the day of the Shabbos and He sanctified it. By the way, if you want to do a good deed and you have the husbands at home, tell them never to begin Kiddush on Shabbos morning just by saying Al kain berach. Because that's the end of something. That's therefore. Therefore what? You just can't get up and say, therefore. You know, I spoke Lashon Hara. Therefore, Berach Hashem is Yom HaShabbos V'Yikadshehu. It has to be preceded by something. So it's not best to say the whole paragraph, but even more so, at least say the whole pasuk, Ki Sheishis Yomim. But nonetheless, Sheishis Yomim V'Yonach V'Yom HaShvi. God rested. By the way, what's the difference between V'Yonach V'Yom HaShvi and V'Yishkos V'Yom HaShvi? Ki V'Shavas Kehom V'Kom Olachto? What's the difference between Noch and Shabbos? We'll get back to that in a few moments. But what do we say? Ki sheishis yomim osa Hashem et ha-shamayim v'yasa oretz, or v'yachulu ha-shamayim v'chol v'chol tzvah, v'chal elokim v'yam ha-shvi m'achto asher asa. So what exactly are we saying? What is the point that we're conveying? We want to convey that God created the world? No. So the Malbim has a very interesting question. He says it's a paradox. Memonoshach. He says, however you look at it, it's a problem. He says in his Perish on Chumash that Ki Sheishis Yomim Vayonach Vayom HaShvi SheShabbos Mora L'Chidosh. Shabbos teaches about the renewal of the world. And in Vashchar it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. Fine. Now, the fact that Shabbos teaches us about the Chidush HaOlam, the renewal of the world, you probably know that it's a puzzle. It's Mamonashach. Lefi Hamamin B'divrei Torah Lo Tzarch Raya L'Chidush Mimashinach V'yamashiv. If a person believes in the Torah, he doesn't need a proof about Chidush HaOlam, that God rested on the seventh day. Shalok Kol Parshas Breishis Heir Al-Chidush. The whole Parsha Bresha speaks about God's creation and the renewal of the world. V'higet shebor olam b'shisha yomim, teaching us that he created in 6 days, 6 defined stages. V'odia masa kol yom, and it mentioned what he did on every day. V'eidus shel achidush atzlo, masha achidush b'chol yom masa breshas, halo chozok yosem imasha yod al zashvisa min apula. The fact that it was renewed every day, that's stronger than he stopped working. In other words, if a person believes in the Torah, the Torah says, Breishis Bar Elokim, and the fact that we see a Chiddush, that God was Mechadish in the world even every day now, that's a greater right than anything we're saying. And if a person does not believe, Mishayinu Ma'amin Be'edus HaTor Ma'aseh Breishis, Lo Yamin Gam Kein Shenach Ba'yom HaShvi, he won't believe that God rested either. So what exactly are we saying? If you believe in my sabreshes, so that would seem to be the ikker, and not that he was noch b'yom ha'shvi. And if you don't believe in my sabreshes, you don't believe he's noch b'yom ha'shvi anyway. So what Shabbos then? What is Shabbos coming to teach us? So the Malbim says, uladaiti, ikker ha'edus al-achidush, the essential testimony about the Chidush Hashem in the world, humimashan orom shezek kama alfei shonim, Lo nitosav bria chadosho umin chodosh ba'olam. But now, lo, these thousands of years, since Adam Harishon, we don't see any new species, any new creation, anything new that's been developed in the world in all these years of recorded time. The Malbim, by the way, wrote this so 2 or 3 decades after Darwin first published The Origin of Species. You say in all of recorded history, we have no... You know, you don't see men who could fly. You don't see animals with 3 legs. It's olam kamin hago noheg. Uladivrei ha'omrim sha'olam kadman. According to those who said the world was eternal, halo yechuyov shebechol eis veis hitosu brum chadoshim. If the world always existed and just proliferates and new species arise on their own, so we would see it too. Why not? I mean, it's bound to happen sometime in the span of recorded history that something new and different and unprecedented arises, and yet we don't see that. Kemoshes Chadesh came because Mankadmon has apparently happened in the early and ancient times. Ancient meaning before Adam or before Ma'aseh Breishis, or as the Kadmonim think, when the world existed in the in antiquity. Umizeraya Shaola Mechudosh Baratzon Poel Sheyatzar Bara Brum Chadoshim Vishisha Yamin. And this is a proof that the world is really renewed on a constant basis through the auspices of the one who created and formed all new creatures during the 6 days of creation. Yazvachoyom Vayom Nishadsha Yitzure Breshis Adyom Ashabos Sheoz Shavas Mimalocha Zo. And then each day during the creation, during the process of creation, new creatures came into existence. And the development of new creatures ended when? Vayishkos Elokim Hayom HaShvi. Ki Voshavas Mikol Malachto. Shvisas Melocha meant that God ceased from this activity of creation. Umeoz Ad Kol Yemei Olam Lo Yitosef Od Min Chodosh Yibriya Chadosho. And from then until eternity, there is no new min, no new species, no new creature that's created. Rakaminim shebora b'sheishes me'amansa miskaimim kol yimei olam ha'idei hemshech ha'min me'avos labonim v'idei talados. And since then, olam kimin hago noheg, the world exists as it is, and all the creatures just propagate themselves through continuation of the species by a generation and a procreation. V'im lo hoya noch maisim el v'yam ha'shvi v'y mischad shim brum chadoshim gam achreze. And if not for the fact that God rested, it was noch from this process,
Bayom Ashri, and new creatures continue to come into existence. Hayu Omer Mishalom Kadmon. The people would say the world is eternal. The world either coexisted with God, or there's no God, Rahman al-Islam. Shekei Nasa Tomer Mibli Pulas Po Baratzon. And everything happened without the involvement of a moving force who did it kirtzono, according to his will. Volcano, inyan shenasu b'yom haShabbos, moral achivus shosam haShayor, inyan shenasu b'sheshes hayomim. That's why he says, Shabbos, we're not really commemorating creation. Zikon l'maaseh b'reishis, it's true. But what we're actually commemorating is not the sheshes mei haMaaseh. We're commemorating Vayonach b'yom haShvi. The fact, the proof of creation is not in the 6 days. The proof of creation is really mei haShvi, that creation stopped and froze at a certain point. And nothing new developed. It's just Olam Kemenhago Noeg. What then did happen? Kigam below Eidus HaTorah, Malm continues, Hishbisa Mimlechas Brum Chadoshim, Hashavisa Mimlechas Brum Chadoshim, Machriach, Sha'olam Mechudosh Mimachadish Baratzon. Even without the Eidus of the Torah, the fact that the world has ceased in its development of new species, that itself proves the world was created from something from nothing, completely new, the Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, Shabbos teaches us two things. One, Shebo Noch Meha Esek, She'osak V'sheshes Me'amasa Livrabrum Chadoshim, that God stopped from his involvement during the 6 days in creating new creatures, new species, that's one. And two, Shebo Tikein Anhoga Acheres Mishuna, Min Hanhoga Shekova B'Sheshes Yimei Amase Shebohem Kova Chukei Ateva V'Gaval Guvulim L'Chol Kachosel U'Mishtore L'Fi Seder HaTevi. Something else happened as well, and that as God was Mesaken when Shabbos started, that there would be a different rules of engagement or involvement or hanhoga, meaning the conduct of the world post Sheshes Mei Amaseh, as opposed to pre-Shabbos. Pre-Shabbos, everything was in flux and developing, and new species, and it was a wild scene. But Shabbos came. What did God implant in creation? The laws of nature. Chukei Ateva. Goval Gavulu Muchol Kachosel, there were powers that were implanted in every one of the creatures. They can't exceed it. So a bird can't, live underwater, and a fish can't live out of water, and a human being can't fly, whatever it is. Those are the Gavulim that exist in all the Kochos Lefi Seder HaTeva. And that, the Malbim says, is the difference between Noch and Shavas. Noch means that God rested, so to speak, from his Esek, Livra Brum Chadoshim. He stopped creating new creatures. Vayonach Vayomashvi. And what Shavas? Shvitoh, the strike. What Shavas? Shavas means something ceased. What ceased? The development of nature ceased. Natural law was fixed at that point. The Chazal say this elsewhere as well. Va Shavas Va Menucha. Menucha means that, whereas before the world was active and developmental, evolutionary, if you please, when Shabbos came, the laws of nature were fixed. And since then, Chok Uzman Nasan Lohem, Shelo Yishanu Es Tafkidom, from the Bracha Birchas Levana, that it was fixed time, place, order. They can't really deviate. None of creation has the ability to deviate from the Gvul and the Kochos, or from the Chukei Ateva. Only change that ever exists is when Nisim come, when there are miracles. And that is a special act of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Vayonach Vayom HaShvi. So the Malbim says, to summarize, that the essence of Chidush is that we see nothing new since creation. And that we see. And since there's nothing new, that's exactly what we are commemorating come Shabbos. If the world was eternal, then things should change occasionally. And we should see this change in creation. The fact that we don't, that since the first Shabbos, there's nothing new in creation,
It's Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. Then what Zohar teaches us is not about creation, but it's about Chidush. That every day the world is Mechudosh. We say it's davening. Mechadish b'choyom tabin masa breishis. That God is Mechadish the world every day, kirtsono, according to his will, and that God stopped. That's Vayonach v'yom HaShvii. That he stopped creating anything new. And the fact that we can see that he stopped creating anything new, we don't even need Eidus HaTorah for that. That is something that a human being could come to on his own. But the fact that we recognize that, so that is Shavas. Hishbis Chukei HaTeva. Stop the development of laws of nature, froze them, and so it exists according to that since that time. So now I think we'll understand the opposite nature, the antagonistic nature of Zohar and Shamor. Zohar and Shamor b'dibur echad, just like in all the other cases Rashi mentions, when they really were antithetical to each other. You see, there's a difference between the world of Asiya and the world of Machshava. Asiya flows from Machshava. That is true on some level. But there is a conceptual difference between the two. And you see it also underscored in the method of creation between the Sheish Ve'Masa and the Yom HaShvi. There's a difference between thought and deed. Already when a Shabbos starts, we need to define the essence of the day. And the essence of the day is Machshava. That's the essence of Shabbos. That's why the Mitzvah Tzil on Shabbos, of Talmud Torah, especially on Shabbos, the essence is Machshava. Machshava, Shevach, Dibur, Zechira, that Zohar es Yom HaShabbos the Kadsho. Or it lacks Kedusha. If we're not Zohar Shabbos, it's going to lack in Kedusha Shabbos, because the day doesn't have definition. What gives the definition to the day is not any Asiya or E-Asiya, any action or lack of action. What gives definition to the day is Machshava, is applying a certain idea, a certain concept, and especially declaring that concept as Shabbos begins. Now, indeed, it's a yesod of Shabbos, interestingly enough. Let's say a person that does not make Kiddush Friday night. What do you do? Say, make Kiddush. Mechaber says, Yesh lo tashlumin l'machor chalayom. You could say it the entire day. So let's say, you know, you get home and you fall asleep because of the burdens of the work week Friday night. You light candles and you fall asleep. And you wake up in a Shabbos morning. Happens all the time. The Yeshua Tashlum and Kol Yom L'machor. You could say Kiddush the whole day. You can't say by Hulu because that's a specific reference to Friday night. But the Kiddush, Asher Kiddusham b'mitzvasav v'ratzav anu, that Kiddush, that's for the entire day of Shabbos. Otherwise, the Shabbos is flawed. The Shabbos is deficient. You don't have a Kiyum Shabbos Ishlemusa. As a matter of fact, you could say, let's say a person in fact sleeps all of Shabbos. I don't mean Shabbos afternoon for an hour. And you sleep all of Shabbos from beginning to end, 25 hours. Oh, God. 25 hours. You didn't fulfill Shabbos. You may be on some level of Shomer Shabbos because you didn't break the Malacha Shabbos. But you didn't fulfill the Shabbos at all. There's no Zechira Shabbos. And Zechira Shabbos is what defines the day even more than the Isuri Malacha of Shabbos. See, Vayechu is designed to be contemporaneous. We say it, you know, more or less as it happened. Vayam HaShvi, Vayechu HaShemayim V'Aretz. When did it happen? At that moment, precisely, the difference between Yom HaShishi and Yom HaShabbos. So we try to say Vayechulu coterminous with that event. But without the definition provided through Zechira, so our Shemira is lacking in context. And it's really Maisekov Balmos. A person endured, or he existed on Shabbos. He existed on Shabbos. Didn't observe Shabbos. Observing Shabbos by definition requires Zechira Shabbos. And that's why I repeat that we would think, you know, the way we look at the world, the first of the Dibra should have said, Shomer Shomer Shabbos Akadsho. Because once you're Shomer, so you always be Zohar Shabbos. You don't do some things, you think about why you're not doing it. No. It's we're Zohar Shabbos. Once we're Zohar Shabbos, Vayonach Vayom HaShvi, he was Hishvis Nais Chukei HaTeva. That's the Zechira Shabbos. That means there's something unique about this day. If there's something unique about this day, the Shmirah Shabbos is going to follow from it. Why then are women chayavos? Why are they obligated in the Zechira Shabbos? The Gemara said, because kol sheyeshno b'shmirah yeshno b'zechira. And now we understand. Even though it's a mitzvah she'es mangrama. Why? Because there's no Shabbos otherwise. Without the declaration of what Shabbos is, Shmirah is lacking. Shmirah is lacking. It is not doing anything. But you haven't defined the day at all. As some say, women are mekayemos zechira Shabbos through ner Shabbos. Which could be, but it's not a complete fulfillment, because it doesn't make a reference at all to this idea of Zikaron Maaseh Breishis, Vayanach B'Yom HaShvi. It doesn't make reference to Yitzchak Mitzrayim. So you could argue both ways. Of course, you light candles. And that's an important way to delineate the time, delineate the difference between Chol and Shabbos. But in terms of Kiddush, there'd still be a Chiyuv of Kiddush. Even the mitzvah she'es mangrama, because without the Kiddush, there's no Shabbos. Without Zechira, there's really no Shabbos at all. The mitzvah of Shabbos is to designate it as unique and to praise it and praise God for its uniqueness. And, of course, women are obligated in that as well. Marsha says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis, that a person says, Vayechulu, Friday night, it's ke'ilu nase shutof HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maase breishis. It's as if you became God's partner in creation. Just to say vayichulu. How does that make a person God's partner? So now we understand, because the way creation was set up, that anything constructive that we do as human beings flows from our acceptance of Hashem as the Borei Olam. That's the predicate of everything. Breishis bara Elokim. The fact that He created the world, the fact that He's mechadish b'choyam tamid, ma'ase breishis, that He renews creation every day, and He's involved in the world, which is Mitzrayim also, took us out of Egypt, and therefore imposes certain obligations upon us, all that's good, but that's how Kiddush ends. Asher bara Elokim la'asos. So maybe we understand the pasuk, Asher bara Elokim, all this God did. Kivoshavas mikom lachto, he ceased all his work. Asher bara Elokim, everything created. That's Noach. That's Shavas, laws of nature. What's lasos to do? That the Medrash says lasos is man. Man acts. Lasos, man furthers God's work in creation. That person says vayechulu, understands the Noach and the Shavas. So he becomes a shutof l'Kadosh Baruch Hu b'maase breishis, becomes God's partner in creation. The continuation of the Asiya is really man's role. What we do comes from Breishis, and therefore Shabbos defines us. And really, you know, it's funny, we look at Shabbos defining us as the Shomer Shabbos. It's certainly true, but really defined in terms of Shabbos as Zechira Shabbos. And if you think about the beginning again, that Zechira Shabbos is the mitzvah of the whole week, up to the beginning of Shabbos, Kiddush. But it's the mitzvah of the whole week. Then you understand why Zechira Shabbos really takes precedence. And Zechira Shabbos is mentioned here as well. Certainly defines a Jewish person. How the individual looks at life, looks at the world, looks at our obligations, looks at our spiritual world. You know, what's meaningful to us? What day not only inspires, but also gives us our foundation, gives us our reason for existence, that Shabbos day. It defines the home. It defines the home. There's no doubt about it. And it's not, again, it's not just a din shmir Shabbos, the technicalities of Malacha. Like Asfarno says, a person is chayev, zachor, she is sader asaka b'me'amasa, that everything he does, everything during the week, ba'ofen shuchal asich, daitem en b'yam ha'shavos, it's hesach hadas. Hesach hadas means his attention is diverted from the 6 days of the week. In our homes, is attention diverted the 6 days of the week? That's a question. How much of the week do we bring into our homes on Shabbos? How much can we keep out? What's the topic of conversation? Is it Shabbos related or is it Chol related? Chol related. No, we have to try to keep that out of the Shabbos table. I have an expression I always use in the house. Remember years ago, Karen served the corn on a Friday night. I said, corn? Corn's Chol food, not soul food. Shabbos is a certain definition. What's that? You need soul food. Soul food, not Chol food. That's why the meals are different. The food is different. It's hard to eat something during the week. Something usually you're accustomed to eating during the week. It's hard to eat on Shabbos. It's a different world. The converse is not so. You know, the food from Shabbos sometimes lingers till Wednesday. I'm just meaning the stomach. I mean, it lingers in the refrigerator, too. It lingers. But to have a child Sunday, Monday, people... What's that? People... It's true, but it's a taste of Shabbos during the week. It's also part of the Zechira Shabbos. But before, it's not so. But that's a Jewish home in terms of how we define Shabbos in the home. And, I mean, every parent knows this. If Shabbos becomes only Isuri Malacha, then the children will not respond very well. Will not respond. And over time, some Rahman al-Islam will reject it also because it becomes just a day of negatives. You see, no, it exists, but the Shmir flows from the Zechira. Yes. Zachar v'sham b'dibrachot, right. Zachar v'shamor. Zachar s'varas, in Yisro, right.
But, and the fact that they separated it,
yes,
and
well, it's two separate dimensions. It's two separate dimensions. You do need both. And you could argue which is primary, which is not as primary, which is secondary, not as primary. B'dibrachot, so they're both really equivalent. But nonetheless, Zohar is mentioned first. So it defines the person, defines the home, you know, defines the community as well. We go through this every spring when now the football season's ended, we look forward to baseball. What does baseball bring? Shabbos afternoon games. It also defines the community, what happens. I always tell the bar mitzvah boys when they come for their end of year basketball game at my house, that's the difference between a cut and a guttel. It's not that you wear tefillin or... you know, you can get an aliyah in shul. The difference is they play ball on Shabbos. Ball is something for a kid. Someone's bar mitzvah, play ball. So then there's no difference between Shabbos and Sunday. There's no difference between Shabbos and Sunday. So there's no Shabbos then. So Shabbos has to be a day that's different than Sunday. If you're going to play ball on Sunday, you can't play ball on Shabbos. I always tell them, what should they do Shabbos? Chase girls. That's what you do on Shabbos. You're not going to learn Torah. Do something productive in that sense. But what can I tell you? This door is completely lost. And also defines the Jewish people. It defines the Jewish people. You know, the difference between those who understand Shabbos, those who don't, it's night and day. You look at the fiasco last month with El Al. It just didn't mean anything to them. I mean, they try, they mean well, but, you know, it was a strike. They couldn't get in, so they flew on Shabbos. And the Haredim had a boycott. It was a whole thing. But there was just an insensitivity. So, you know, we don't care about it. So those, you know, we didn't force anybody, Shomer Shabbos, to fly, so why should anybody care? You want to represent the Jewish people. We brought to the world the notion of Shabbos, not Shmira Shabbos, Zechira Shabbos. That's what we brought to the world. You want to make a statement of this is what the Jewish people are about, it has to be a statement that's consistent. Can't take any days off. You know, I'll take this weekend off. I'm a Shomer Shabbos. It's funny. I was dealing I was in Israel a few months ago. There was a certain case of a potential ger. So the Beis Din asked, is he a Shomer Shabbos? So they said, his advocate said, yes, but not every Shabbos. Not every Shabbos. Not yet. Look, we'll build up to that. But the fact is, it's a constant. Shabbos is a day carved out of time. For in order to revitalize the Jew and give us an understanding of why exactly we exist. So I'll tell you something which, you know, I just thought of a while ago. We speak of Michal Shabbos. And, you know, we define people, Shomer Shabbos, Michal Shabbos. We define people's Michal Shabbos in terms of Shmira Shabbos, in terms of Malacha, Isur Malacha. The fact, it's true, but it's not completely true. the Mechal Shabbos is the one who's not the Zohar Shabbos. One who's Zohar Shabbos can't be Mechal Shabbos. One who's Zohar Shabbos, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. If your whole week is geared to Shabbos, and your preparations are such that I'm looking forward to this day, then you can't. You're not going to turn the TV on, or turn the light on, or take a pen and write, or listen to a record, listen to a CD. You can't. A Mechal Shabbos is one who's not involved in Zechira Shabbos, much more than he's not involved in Shmira Shabbos. And that's something to think about, because all our efforts are always on the Shmira Shabbos.
It's true.
Of course, you can't be, if you're not a Shomer Shabbos or a Smolocha, you can't be a Zohar Shabbos as well. I remember Shabbos by violating it. No, it's Lekad Shom, you have to sanctify it. But the Mechal Shabbos is the one who has no concept of Zechira far more than he has no concept of Shmira and Issur Melacha. And that really is what the Torah is telling us. And that's what makes Shabbos the Yisod of Yadus. Such a Yisod in the Aseres Hadibros. Aseres Hadibros from Sanjagon said they're like the broad categories of all the Tariq mitzvahs. These categories, the Jews are category. Acceptance of God, Anochi, and L'Yilacha, and not to kill, and etc. Shabbos is, keep it off aim, Shabbos is Yisod. Because if you're lacking Shabbos, you're lacking understanding of both the Creator and our obligations in this world. And the way we gain those that understanding is, in the initial instance at least, through Zechira far more than it is through Shmira. And that's Zohar Sema Shabbos Akacho. Okay. I thank you very much. Mazel to Mindy. By the time we meet next Monday, her daughter Ilana will be married. So Mazel Tov. And Jamie has an announcement also.
On Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30 at my house, there's going to be a breakfast and shir, and it's on the power of tefillah. It's a workshop and practical strategies to achieve kavanah. It's being given by Rebbe Sarah Feldbrand.